Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Over and over again, the world beckons to us. Build your foundation upon what you can see. Gold is so beautiful. Steel is so strong. Gems glisten in the light. Your growing bank account holds all you need. We should choose not to be drawn in by the lies of the world. God tells us in His holy word that Jesus Christ is the only foundation that lasts for eternity. As we build our lives upon Jesus as our firm foundation, may we love in the same way that we receive unconditional love from Him. May we walk in a way that is pleasing to God by allowing His goodness to fill our faith and draw us into a more intimate relationship with Him. And may we choose to sit quietly at the feet of Jesus, prioritizing time in God's Word and in prayer above the busyness of the world we live in. Our scripture for today is from 1 Corinthians 3 verses 11 to 15. Here is Janine.
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
So let us take comfort in knowing that our day before the Lord is guaranteed. May this understanding give us the courage to keep fulfilling the mission and purpose that God has given to each of us. Judgment Day does not affect our promise of eternity with Christ. However, God's grace in forgiving our sin does not mean we should be careless about how we live our lives. Building on the foundation of gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, straw, or good works will never amount to eternity with God. One day, we will stand before our Heavenly Father and be held to account to our choices. Everything in our lives will be brought into the light. So let us ensure that we build our lives on the following fundamental truths. The first truth, love. Our foundation, a life built upon the Lord Jesus, is reflected to others in the way we love them. As it says in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 39, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." 1 Corinthians 13 reminds us that love is the greatest virtue. Because of God's great and unconditional love for us, we are capable of loving Him, loving others, and loving ourselves. And the second truth, walking in God's ways. Let us remember that in the end, it's not about our works. It's truly about God's plan and will for our lives as we choose to walk in step with all that He has planned for us. May we be faithful with the blessings He has given us and trust His perfect timing. May we be obedient in laying down desires which do not align with God's will for us. And the third truth, spending time in God's Word and in prayer. To truly know God's will and direction for our lives, we must spend intentional time daily in His Word and in prayer. Are we desperate enough for more of God to put distractions aside and make our time in His presence uninterrupted? Isn't it so true that life is busy? The days, weeks, and a year goes by in the blink of an eye. Let's not miss an opportunity to simply sit at the feet of the Lord. He promises that as we draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to us. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Our Heavenly Father, today we come to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You loved us so much, Lord, and you say in your word that you were prepared to sacrifice your Son. Thank you, Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we can really never return the love in quite the way that you love us. But please help us. And Father, help us to see ourselves through your eyes. Help us to see others, our neighbors, through your eyes. Help us, Father, to open our hearts to love, for love from you, from people around us, but also to love ourselves. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And again, Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for fearfully and wonderfully and lovingly making us, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we know you say you bring nothing over our lives that we can't handle. You say that there is no temptation even unto man that's not common to man. So we know that everybody of us is struggling with the same stuff. But Lord, we just want to say we want our lives to please you. We want our lives to please you. We want our lives to count every second. So we bring every idea, every thought, every word, every action, we bring it to you. Holy Spirit, lead us, direct us, and remind us if we're losing the plot again. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God, that you impart wisdom into us and that you're speaking to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that there are seasons in life, Lord God, but ultimately we should focus on you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for our relationship with you. And thank you for where we've come. And Lord, if not for you, where would we be, Lord? We just thank you, Father God. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Lord, I believe we all desperately want to be called your disciples. Thank you that you are the one who is inviting us to your feet. You call us, you say, draw close to me and I will draw to you. Help us to grasp the full meaning of what it means to sit at the feet of Jesus, to sit at the feet of the Lord, and help us that it may become a way of living. Help us, Lord, that we will make deliberate choices and changes in our busy Martha lives so that we can be able to sit at your feet more often. Will you please help us? Will you please teach us the full meaning of this concept? We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.